Stasinski.
All right, Adam, I don't want to out you with too much personal information on the air, but we're friends on social media, and I've just noticed a lovely young lady showing up in pictures of you in social media, and so would you like to inform the crowd of a status change?
Oh, well, yeah, I guess I'm involved. Yeah.
Yay! Oh, wait, that was the wrong button there.
Whoa,
buzzer.
What's
that? Straight into the applause. As I've got Ron Porth from the Mulholland Uptown Gifts and Accessories here in studio, and we're going to talk about Valentine's Day shopping. Now, you get to do some of that this year, don't you?
I guess a little bit. All right. We already kind of talked about that, and I guess she's not really... doesn't really care about it, so I'll probably
she's lying.
Small.
She's not telling you the truth. She's trying to be a cool girl,
I didn't say I'm not going to do anything.
High maintenance. She's fibbing. I'm a girl. I can admit that we all fib. Well, here's the question I have for you, and it's also the same question, Ron, I'm going to have for you. Boys, us girls, also like to gift on Valentine's Day. What would you appreciate for Valentine's Day?
God, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be. I guess I just don't really care.
just great gobs of love, Adam. That's what we want. We just want great gobs of love.
Yeah.
Steak and snuggles, you know?
Or, yeah, something like that. Or like a Chipotle gift card or something like that.
All right. Now, Ron Porth, you have great gifts in both stores that work for men as well as for women. So if I was shopping in your stores right now and I was going to buy something for you, what would I buy that you would enjoy?
We got some really neat soaps in. Got some nice soaps in, stuff like that, so you could, working our way toward that great gobs of love, you know, you could smell good as you snuggle and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
A man that has a new special date scent, you know, not his everyday smell,
right,
but his special occasion smell, I find that very attractive.
Yeah. And then, boom, it comes on. When she smells that, the light switch goes on.
All right. Now, I know some of the soaps that you sell are based on beers that are out in the world. Adam's a big beer fan. Do they smell like beer?
No, there's one. It's kind of a Pabst, the area. It looks much like a Pabst, a PBR can, but they don't really smell like beer. And we got some new glycerin soaps in that are actually very, very nice to smell.
Okay.
And they're beer soaps as well, but they're more fruity. They're just kind of using the beer to be a grabber for a guy.
I know if I was dating anybody long-term in the college years, I wish I'd had shower bombs then, you know, because sometimes you stay at their place, sometimes you stay, you know, I know, big reveal, mom and dad. There were sleepovers in college, but...
totally platonic.
Yeah, the college boy's apartment, if you had to shower there, that was sometimes taking your life in your hand. You want to make sure your tetanus shot was up to date. Those shower bombs make it smell beautiful and fresh. And
that would be the opposite for the woman, the same way. Like I've got my shower bomb on. I'm there. We'll leave it at that.
We're there.
We'll leave it at that.
I wanted to have you in to talk about Valentine's Day shopping because it is pressure for both of the sexes. Men versus women, women versus men shopping for men, women shopping for women. Valentine's Day is a big dog deal. Have people realized that Valentine's Day is this Sunday? Are you seeing the shoppers in the stores right now, or are they going to be last-minute folk?
Valentine's Day is a last-minute thing. Yeah, it's very, very last minute. 3 or 4 days for us, in like the flower shops. You know, it's all boom. It's all comes right now. It's here and it's gone.
And what is big for Valentine's Day this year? Because I know you go to these big, huge conferences where people talk about trends, and sometimes you're a trendsetter yourself with gifts and ideas out there. But what's big this year?
We still have the old standbys, Pandora jewelry. That's a big Valentine's Day at the Mohole. Alex Nani is a big Valentine's Day thing in Uptown Gifts.
That's a good any time of the year gift. I love how affordable those are.
Correct. Thank you. The we got some the face plant. We have some love pillowcases, and that's kind of going back to that same the whole romantic idea. You know, I love you more on a set of pillowcases.
So more Valentine's oriented, because those were a big seller at Christmas.
Yes,
giving out these custom pillowcases.
Yeah, we have a more Valentine.
Okay.
And we have
good idea
at Uptown. We have mixed candles that are pink and they're red, and you know, going back to setting that's this wonderful mood.
I think scents are such a big mood setter. I mean, you can talk lighting, you can talk music, but once you have an aroma that just invigorates the senses, and with a woman, she's all about all the senses. Guys are visual. Girls want feel, touch, taste, sense, all of those in there. So that sounds marvelous. You're still gift wrapping, right?
We still gift wrap for everybody, anytime, any place. Yes. It's one of the wonderful things. We do a gift bag. We do a lot more gift bags because it's quicker and easier. But as long as it's concealed, virtually everybody walks out the door happy.
Gentlemen that are listening, if you're getting a gift for your lady, gift wrapping does count. That's big extra points. If you're trying to look at your budget and trying to figure out, oh, well, you know, I could buy something more expensive without having to buy the, you know, gift wrap on top of it. Go buy it at the Mohole or Uptown Gifts, and they will gift wrap for you for free. But gift wrapping is essential because that makes it a gift.
Yeah, it does put the icing on the cake.
Just recapping real quick, Valentine's Day, is that as still a big holiday as it used to be? Like, as we go year by year, Halloween has now exploded to being number two in all things retail to Christmas. Everybody's shopping. How is Valentine's Day doing?
I think it's holding its own, probably. But, you know, it is that it's still a card, candy, flower gift. You know, I mean, it's not a huge thing. It's just, it's more take me out to eat and show me you care, or, you know, buy me a little something and show me you care. It's not a huge thing. We're not busting the budget, thank God.
You've been married for how many years now?
I've been married for 35 years.
All right. You learned, obviously, the lesson really well early on that Valentine's Day always counts no matter what she says about it, right?
True, yeah. Adam, be listening. I hope you're still listening. Especially those first years, Adam.
They count. They count. I think I still have my very first Valentine's Day card from my schmoopy, from my hubby.
Well, that you are rare there, I'm sure. Well, maybe you're not rare there, but
I think I've kept all of them. The question is where they're all at right now, but I just found last year's in my drawer yesterday, and I'm looking forward to the one this year. Do you guys do cards at all?
At the store, we don't have any specific Valentine's Day cards. No.
Okay, just
we don't
checking.
Do it. We do have a new card line that's kind of fun and cute, but it's called, I wish I could tell you what it's called now. I've lost it. But
so many times I tell people generic titles for what's in your store. I'm like, go look for the shower thingy.
Yeah.
The thing that makes your shower smell good. Yeah. And I can never remember shower
Easy
bombs.
Tiger. They're called Easy Tiger. That's the name of the brand name. But they're a lot of easy sediment cards. They're quite inexpensive. They're like $3, $2.50, $3. So for a card, but they're little bitty cards. They're like the size of two books of matches. But they're fun little cards that have a huge meaning in a little bitty card.
Now, do you participate in Sweetest Day? Is a advertising promotion? Do you even recognize Sweetest Day? Because to me, that came out as Valentine's Day Part 2. I remember that holiday was created, and I was serious when I told my husband. I said, I don't participate in Sweetest Day.
Yeah, I think that's more for people that are into, you know, guys in the doghouse, stuff like that.
So it's
people,
an excuse.
Yeah, you know, people who need reinforcement.
But from a retailer, do people get into Sweetest Day?
No, not too much, I don't think. All right. It's kind of a, like you say, Valentine's Day encompasses that.
All right.
They're heading on to Easter.
Valentine's Day this year, if you can't figure out what you're going to buy somebody, and I know you will hold people by the hand through the store and say, here are some ideas, because both stores can be a little overwhelming if you've never been in the store before and you're a shopper and you're trying to find something for your honey and you know this is her favorite store or his favorite store. That's where I immediately go to the counter and say, what do you got? What's hot? You know, what's neat this year? Are you doing gift certificates if they just can't choose?
Yes, we can always send somebody with a gift certificate. And if they pick the wrong thing, we give a gift receipt so they can bring it. They can come back and exchange.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
What is a good price range of a gift certificate in the gift world?
$1 million. No, it doesn't matter. Whatever they want to do, that's the wonderful thing about a gift certificate. You can go as little as you want. You can go as much as you want.
The only problem that most people have with gift certificates is it assigns a monetary value to exactly how much I spent.
Yeah, you're quantifying it.
Tell me something in the store that I can buy inexpensively that they will think is really expensive.
Well, either Pandora at the Mohole or Alex Nani at Uptown Gifts.
Those are bracelets, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
if you're
they're all bracelets. Yeah, they're one sterling silver and the other's recycled metal made in the USA. But they're both, you can get, you know, for $50, for $50 you can do a pretty good job. And you can do less if you want. Alex Nani you can do for $30. But Pandora, you got to kind of get up to $50 to do a good job.
Well, hopefully they've already gotten started with a Pandora.
Right.
Once you've got somebody started on a Pandora bracelet, then you can just bring them a new charm.
Yes.
Every time. Is that what they call them? Is the charms or beads?
Yes,
what
they're
call
charms.
Them? They are charms. And then you know exactly what to get them because they always want more.
Yeah, and you fill that one up and you start another one.
That's a really great gift idea, gentlemen, just saying, because once you got her started, then you don't even have to think about what the next one is going to be.
Yeah, Valentine's is, for Pandora is probably the second biggest holiday. It is a great gift for Valentine's Day.
Do you have are there limited edition charms or something new that has just come out they wouldn't already have?
There's a new iconic, what they call an iconic set, and you actually get a... It's a bigger buy-in, but you kind of get the package started, well started, and you get a free charm with that. You get a $35 charm for free if you spend. You got to end up spending a couple hundred, but you get something for free if you buy that, and you're off to the races. You know, you.
But that sets you up.
It sets you up. You're good to go
from that point on. That's where I always get worried with the Pandora lovers, because I'm afraid I'm going to buy them a charm that they've already got. If that happens, they could just come back and exchange the charm, right?
Right. Yeah. We just a gift receipt solves that problem.
Score. A lot of people trying to break into the Alex and Ani and Pandora business because that turned out to be very, very successful for a lot of jewelry stores, for stores like yours, Uptown Gifts in the Mole Hole. How's Wind and Fire doing? Because I like how they gave us those ISU charms.
Yeah, Wind and Fire did the ISU charms for us. It's a good compliment to the line. They're more whimsy in this side. They have fun stuff like soccer balls, basketballs, and where Alex and Ani is a little more deep meaning. They're, you know, they got all that stuff. Hamza.
I know it's weird to ask you about purses, but you're a man that I could talk purses with more than most others. It was, gosh, when I first came to town, Paula walked me into your store 18 years ago, and I said, I want you to meet Ron Porth. And you introduced me to Vera Bradley. And I knew nothing about Vera Bradley. And I fell instantaneously in love with these soft-sided bags that I could throw in the washing machine if I got it dirty. And then I could have all of these matching bags for overnight or for luggage. And the first pattern I picked out was the Chanticleer chickens. You remember that?
I remember that.
I still have that old soup bag, and I love it to this day. I don't think I have any of the other pieces. It shocks me how when I go through an airport, one out of every 10 women that I see over the age of 21 has Vera Bradley on her. Is that still continuing to rise, or are you seeing a little bit of break in the popularity now with Cindy B., who is a Vera Bradley designer, spinning off some of these other people that are doing similar products and trying to break in, or is Vera Bradley still the winner?
It's still doing quite a job, and especially in that travel bag department. They have like you said, at the airport, they're just so handy. They're light to begin with, and you can wash them. It's still a great bag, and we still sell a lot of them. It's fallen off a little, but I think the online sales is one thing that you're nice enough to always tell your customers peeves you, your listeners that peeves you. The online presence is probably the biggest drawback for us.
But it's not an attractive online purchase for me at all. I have to get physical and tactile with those particular items before I want to commit. And ordering them online just is not exciting whatsoever. I want to come try on the bag. I want to see how it feels. I want to pick it up. I want to look inside. I mean, you know, I have questions before I'm going to make some of those purchases. But I'm amazed that 20 years later, Vera Bradley is as big as it is. And yet she's putting out so many patterns all the time. That it seems like you've constantly got a big selection of retired patterns, and then those go on sale.
Yeah, we wish they'd. Everybody, I think, wishes they'd quit retiring them so fast. But you know, we tell that to the. We let our thoughts be known, and the powers that be do what they want to be at Vera Bradley.
Every time I go on vacation, I say I've got enough, and then I walk into your store, and I buy one more.
As long as it's just one.
And no, this year before Christmas, it was three things. I bought myself a... I need a new keychain. I now have a Vera Bradley keychain because it was a good keychain. I didn't buy it just because it was Vera Bradley. It was a good keychain. I bought the organizer bag for all of the makeup and hairbrushes and toiletry items that was going to go in my Kara.
A great piece.
That was great. I had three bags in one.
Because you can hang it on your towel rack when you get there and you got everything... easy to get at.
I loved it. Mine isn't the hang down ones. Mine, the clear handle.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, that has the three bags in it. And then my new Cindy B roller bag.
Yeah, that's the hottest piece in Cindy B.
For my carry on was the greatest recommendation.
The girls
ever.
Love it at Uptown, and they sell a lot of them because it's a little better buy than Vera Bradley, and it's just as good a bag.
Well, it's got a similar taste in nature.
Yeah.
Let's take a short break, and then we'll come back. If you've got any questions about Valentine's Day shopping, Ron and I are very good shoppers. He's also a very good seller. But if you've got questions about Valentine's Day shopping, let us try and help you. 829-2345 for WJBC. We'll be right back. 10:26, we're talking Valentine's Day shopping with Ron Porth of the Mole Hole inside Eastland Mall, Uptown Gifts and Accessories in Normal, and it's Valentine's Day on Sunday. Now, I guess there's really no way I can ask you what you would do for Mrs. Porth on Valentine's Day without ruining the surprise.
Well, that's a darn good idea, and she's got me. What else does she need, Susan? Come on.
Well, that's a good answer, but when it comes to Valentine's Day shopping, do you bring her stuff from the store, or does that's something sometimes she has already advised? I know you guys work as a team trying to figure out new products that are going to come into the world. Is it kind of like recycling at that point?
She would pretty much have everything out of the store that she wanted by Valentine's
Day. I would think so.
Yeah, that's not an option.
I would think so. I fear for you and your grandkids come into the store because they assume the same thing.
Yeah, they assume the same thing. Lucky they don't come in much. They don't come in often.
Hey, one of my favorite items, and I'm afraid I keep saying it wrong on the air, that I took with me on vacation. I'm a girl. We mentioned this earlier when we were talking about candles and shower bombs and things that smell good. I love perfume, but I hate traveling with it because things always end badly. I got a roller ball of perfume at the Mole. Uptown Gifts, because I went to both stores in the same day. Before, this is how I pack. I just start at your stores, and then I go home and pack. And I got this great rollerball perfume. Is that Lilly Pulitzer, or is that Vera Bradley? Because it was all, like, in the same
I think what you're talking about
display.
Is it's called Illume. The name of the company is Illume.
Yeah, all the
and
different florals?
It's a little rollerball, and mm-hmm. some of them are fruity, and some of them are floral, more of a floral scent. But that's a great idea for traveling.
I loved it for traveling. And then anytime I can put it in my purse, and I don't have to worry about it leaking because it's still got a screw on cap, but then I can just pick it out and I can roll it on my neck or on my pulse points or whatnot, and it fit right in my little travel on carrier. I love that. It was inexpensive, but it's by who again?
Illume, Illume is the name of the company.
All right.
And talking about rollerballs, the other thing we have that's would be a great Valentine's Day gift in our spa area is the essential oils.
I'm trying to get mine out of my purse here. Boy, aren't I a good endorser.
Way to go, Susan.
You describe it, and I'll try and get it out of my bag.
They're peppermint, and there's about six different scents that, and some help headaches. You got it. You got tea tree.
Good girl.
Right? She's got her tea tree with her.
I took it in case we got bug bites while we were down in Mexico.
Yeah.
Because it said bug bites and blemishes, and some people use essential oils like aromatherapy, but mm-hmm. there are other essential oils you actually want to rub on your skin. And this is my other roller ball that's here in my little makeup bag.
Yep.
I didn't use it once, but I felt so good about having it, just in case.
And we have some argan oil coming, and argan oil is very, I think it's one of the best moisturizers. You know, it's good for the skin. It's a skin thing. And we got some of that coming, some soap and some roll-ons and things. I'm kind of excited about that.
I haven't heard of argan oil. Yeah. See the things you teach me?
Yeah, it's from Morocco.
All righty. Those are great gift ideas. Ladies, you could get some of those for the gentlemen in your life, little roller balls, things that they could put, you know, in their vehicle, you know, in case they need it. I'm trying to think what else in the store that I would buy for a gentleman that they would really unexpectedly want. Do you still have all the food? My favorite salad dressing people ask about all the time.
At Uptown, we still have all that wonderful stuff. From which I could remember. You got me off guard here. I should remember the company.
It's the lemon honey vinaigrette.
Yeah.
And you just have a couple of little num-num items that are in there. But the chocolate pretzel dip that you usually have at the counter?
Caramel.
The caramel? It's caramel.
It's caramel.
I thought you had one that was
salted caramel.
Chocolate. God, those things are good.
Oh, and speaking of chocolate, I got a pitch Uptown covered in chocolate on Thursday night. Everybody's got, and that'd be a great place to take your wonderful.
Yes, it would.
Significant other.
Yes, it would.
Yeah, there's going to be like 11 stores in Uptown all doing something with a chocolate theme.
Okay.
And we're going to have 20% off everything red in the store.
On Thursday,
20% off
everything
red.
We were trying to tell
people
not to be last-minute shoppers, and now you just incentivize them to be last-minute shoppers.
And we'll have a little snacks and something. It might be even
You better have some chocolate.
Some chocolate and something to drink. We're going to have chocolate I think it's probably Sam's. We were going to make chocolate bread, and this bread mix that we get, this beer bread, but they forgot to ship us the chocolate. We got the shipment in, and the knuckleheads forgot to ship us the chocolate.
So. But other stores, if I go store to store to store, I can have chocolate at each store?
You can have something with a chocolate theme, yes.
Well, Ron Porth, I will see you Thursday in Uptown Normal. Thanks for stopping by and talking shopping news here on WJBC.